the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. There is plenty to take in for anyone who wants to attend the 2022 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship in Benton Harbor. There will be concerts on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday evenings on the Harbor Shores grounds near the driving range. Jerry Price is a Community Showcase Committee member and says they held a concert once 6 years ago.
Our first time was a dry run back in 2016, but this year we have decided to just blow the roof off the golf course.
Price was asked if the concerts will impact the golf.
Absolutely not. We have planned this thing down to a T. So when the music kicks off, it's going to be a little lower tempo. But as soon as that last golfer is in, we're going to turn the volume up and have a party at the PGA.
The concerts will be from 4 to 7 p.m. those 3 days. The 2022 KitchenAid Senior PGA Championship runs through Sunday. And with the actual golf tournament now underway, economic development officials in Southwest Michigan are using the opportunity to attract investment. Cornerstone Alliance President Rob Cleveland tells us the PGA event kickstarts the area's tourism season.
It's regional, right? It's Kalamazoo and South Bend and Indianapolis and Chicago. We have people, all those people coming in, but it's much more than that. We have 1,700 volunteers coming in from more than 30 states, from multiple countries who come in to be a part of this, and they're all staying here and spending their money here, and it's a huge economic impact for our community.
Cleveland says Cornerstone Alliance has spent 2 years preparing for this event. It's brought in real estate consultants from Atlanta, Dallas, Chicago, and Indianapolis to check out what Southwest Michigan has to offer.
All those people are here. They tour the Cook Nuclear Plant. They tour Whirlpool Corporation. They're in a dozen municipalities in this county, experiencing the many great assets and the reasons to be doing business here in Southwest Michigan.
Cleveland says with around 40,000 people coming into Berrien County for the championship, the hotels and restaurants are packed. He tells us it's impossible to calculate the positive impressions that the championship brings to the community. Two of the leading candidates for the GOP nomination for the Michigan governor have been found ineligible for the August primary. Former Detroit Police Chief James Craig, who has led in primary polling, and businessman Perry Johnson, along with three other lesser-known candidates, did not qualify for the ballot. The decision on Thursday by the bipartisan Board of State Canvassers will likely prompt a court challenge and reshapes the race to take on Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer in the battleground state this fall. The board's 2-2 vote split along party lines, with candidates needing 3 votes in support to make the ballot. The State Elections Bureau said Monday it found thousands of forged or fraudulent signatures on petitions the candidates submitted. In the newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.